That's who you're describing. The creator of all things, who takes whatever form he wills, who has given us that picture of Father, which is what Jesus taught to his people, to his guys. And that's what he said. No one comes to the Father except through me. That kind of understanding, that kind of ability to grasp reality only comes by the Spirit. And Jesus is the one, Galatians 3, furnishing to you the Spirit and energizing the abilities in you out from the hearing of faith. That's what's happening right now. Is this cool or what? Then Philip said, okay, Jesus, show us the Father. Okay? We'll nail this down again, just in case you missed it the last two times. Okay? He said, Philip, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. I was thinking about the word Christian. Christian. Christianos. They were first called Christianos in Antioch. We've talked about this before. The Gentiles calling these people Christianos, they didn't necessarily mean it as a compliment. In fact, I'm sure some of them used it as, you know, a term to deride people. I know that I was taught, you know, that that word meant like a little Christ. And when I was thinking about it the other day, meditating on these things, remember I used the word bodacious a little while ago. Some of the things Jesus said, if you, to the untrained ear, is just way over the top, right? And when you start talking about the things we've been discussing, when you talk about reality and the fact there's more that you can't see that exists than what we can see, and that yet all of it, seen and unseen, is still all, quote, God. And then Jesus said, no one can get to him except through me. And then he said, the words that I speak to you, they're not mine, they're his. And then he says, the things that are happening is the Father doing his works, because everything that exists comes out from him. And you just kind of reel a little bit, you know? Get a little woozy trying to wrap your mind around these things. But this idea of Christian literally simply means followers of Christ. But it actually has a little deeper terminology. As I was looking at some things, first place, the word's only used three times, right? The whole world knows this word Christian. And yet, as far as, quote, the scriptures, the New Testament is concerned, it's only in there three times. It means properly someone who is a kinsman, a blood relative of Christ, which is Greek for Messiah. Messiah is the anointed one. So you've become a blood relative of the anointed one. That's properly who you are. You have literally been transformed. It's an actual, quote, reality. The idea that you can't necessarily just see it happen doesn't have anything to do with the fact that it's real. And you will see outward evidence of it. But to the nations, to the world, what that means is someone who is a follower of the teachings of Jesus of Nazareth, that's what you do. That's what we do. But I kept meditating on it a little bit more. When you change it from Christian to Christianity, you're describing a system of thought that first and foremost says that its founder is the Son, the actual begotten Son of the God who is the creator of all things. That's pretty bold, right? There are so many religions in the world. Think about it. I mean, you know, there are not that many religions that actually claim that there is a God who is the creator of all things. Most of them have that pluralistic idea, polytheos, where they have many gods, and this one's over that, and that one's over this, and this, you know, that's common. But first of all, just to say, no, there's one. And he is actually existence itself. Everything that is out from and of him. And then to come along, that's one thing, but then to come along and say, our system of thought starts with the idea that Jesus of Nazareth, who actually lived and walked, there's evidence, physical proof, more and more coming out, especially in the last 40 years, actual archaeological evidence and written evidence. And he's the Son by birth, begotten by this God. And again, you almost got to use the word being because we don't have a better word for it. So that's pretty much out there. Nobody else even comes close. There's not another system of thought, not another religion that dares to go there. But then Christianity is also the only, quote, religion that not only is the founder of the Son of God, but everything about it hinges on the eyewitness. What did I say? Eyewitness. Eyewitness testimony. Eyewitness testimony. Remember we talked about presenting evidence. Eyewitness testimony of up to 500 people that not only did this, was this man the Son of God, that he gave himself up as a sacrifice, and that's all well and good, but he was raised from the dead.